Look ahead at a clear sky. Written by Walk the Gale and read by Calicaria. Fandom, Critical Role, Second Campaign. The night that Zuala comes to her with terror in her eyes, Yasha is not surprised. It was only a matter of time. They leave immediately, that very moment. They don't stop, not to pick up weapons or supplies, not to say even one farewell. They leave everything they've ever known, together. They know they're hunted. The tribe follows them for longer than either would have ever guessed. So they run, and they keep running, and when one of them falls, the other picks her up so they can run again. There are beasts in the wild, and sometimes they're attacked. Barehanded, they fight. When the first fight is done, they improvise weapons for the next time, and they keep running. One dark and violent and rain-soaked night, they find themselves at the feet of the Storm Lord. Yasha, on her feet, feels her blood drip onto the base of the statue, and she hears the faintest voice in the back of her head. It might be him, or it might just be herself.
Keep fighting,
it tells her.
Both of you, together.
It's not long after that when they find the Fletching and Moondrop traveling carnival. It has not been a good day. They've no currency, nothing that's of value here, and they find they're not always welcome to hunt where they wish. A purple tiefling, whose smile is younger than his face, looks them over and takes them to Gustav, before finding them some hot food and shelter for the night. In the morning, they're both put to work, and when the carnival moves on, Yasha and Zuala move with it. This is as good as anything else for now, they tell each other, late at night, curled around each other in their small shared sleeping space. They aren't the only ones here who've lost everything and everyone they ever thought mattered. Almost everyone, Yasha reminds herself, and kisses Zuala, out in the open, where anyone could see, just because she can. Time passes. New places pass. This isn't a life either of them ever thought they'd lead, but they're together. They both like Malimak, they find, after the day he tells Zuala's fortune and isn't cowed by Yasha's glare. And then they reach somewhere called Trostenwald, and Molly and Yasha go out to round up some business for the night's performance, ending up at the nestled Nook Inn. The people they find there are not like anyone else Yasha has ever met. She carries a sharp-edged girl named Beauregard into the carnival, where she puts her on the grounds and introduces her to Zuala, grinning when Beauregard's eyes get very wide. In the unexpected fight that follows, for the carnival and the town and their lives, Yasha hears the voice in the back of her head, the one that might have been the Storm Lord, or might have been herself. She shares a glance with Zuala, across the battlefield, and knows that she's thought it, too.
These ones,
the voice says.
Go with them. Keep fighting. Together.
The end.